Apsos, we all want insos, insos, Apsos, we all want insos. Give us jobs, kill the tender, give us jobs, kill the tender.
An audio drama by the Bozzozzo Ensemble. Episode 3, The Occupation.
The school feeding scheme tender for the region of Kopanong has been given to Dube Enterprises, a company with no experience and no proper plan. But workers from Nkululeko Food Services, the previous provider, and those of the incoming company have now united against the tender system and the way it makes workers fight each other for low-paid jobs. They have all joined a new trade union, Workers for Social Justice, which combines workplace and township issues.
At this moment, a delegation from both groups of workers has marched into the offices of the local Department of Education and demanded to see Mzwandile Mthimkhulu, the responsible official.
Mthimkhulu, where are you? Mthimkhulu, where are you? Save our jobs, kill the tender, save our jobs, kill the tender.
Hey, where are you?
You can't push in like this. Make a line there. You must first sign before you come inside and keep your distance. That bloody virus is still out there.
There is a worse one inside. Meneer, we want to bring him out.
Bring him out!
Bring him out!
Mr. Mthimkhulu went out early this morning. He's been going to school to check on the feeding scheme. He wants the best for the children.
Hey, Namaga wena! We run the feeding scheme and he's never been near any of our canteen.
I bet he never leaves his office. We know the type.
Yeah.
Hey, lady, don't be rude.
Aibo, well, he's been rude by refusing to meet us for the past 2 weeks, and this is urgent.
Urgent? It's always urgent with you people. But our Mr. Mthimkhulu is not an urgent kind of guy. No, he don't do urgency.
Yeah, and that is why we're waking him up.
Mthimkhulu, where are you?
Mthimkhulu, where are you?
Hello, everybody. Just calm down. Please, no need to shout. I don't need a hearing aid. I'm Mr. Stevenson, Mr. Mthimkhulu's finance manager. Now, hear me out. As you've already been informed, the chief left at the very crack of dawn to inspect the feeding scheme stations.
And as we have already informed your security, una manga, it's a plural manga.
My dear. I trust my superior. I don't believe he would tell fibs.
Mr. Stevenson, your superior has ignored all our attempts at communication. We have serious matters to discuss.
The catering contract expires at the end of the week. We would not want to see disruptions.
We don't want the children to suffer. They need their meals.
The only ones who should suffer are those who caused this mess. And that is your Mthimkhulu and other corrupt politicians.
Please, tone down and watch your language, my dear. We are not in the township.
And that's the problem. You don't know what we have to live with.
I don't have to live there to know that Mr. Mthimkhulu and other dedicated officials are doing everything possible to educate your children properly, and they get little thanks.
Hey, mister, the only thanks they will deserve is when they finally leave their positions, when...
How can you say that? These are the very people who keep this town running.
Yeah, running it into the ground, man.
My friends, I was hoping we could have a civilized discussion, but it seems that's impossible. I'm leaving.
No. You can't just walk out like that, Meneer. We have very serious proposal to put to the department. Please listen to what we have to say.
Firstly, that the learners must not be used by Mthimkhulu in his dirty game, Aibo!
Yeah. And I propose that you stop blaming Mr. Mthimkhulu and telling us what to do.
Just sit down, Meneer. Sit down. We do not want to have to force you.
I will not be held hostage.
We will provide better food.
Include more schools and increase the number of jobs with better pay.
No, we have made our decision.
We will also increase the number of vegetable gardens gardens and include chicken runs.
Yes, you people will just slaughter the chickens for your ancestors.
Timkulu, where are you? Timkulu, where are you? Save our jobs! Kill the tender! Save our jobs! Kill the tender!
And what's going on here? And what's that about ancestors?
Oh, Mr. Stevenson here was insulting us.
What nonsense. Welcome, Councillor Honore. So good you've managed to come and help me sort out this occupation. These people of yours have taken me hostage.
That's not true, Mr. Stevenson. You've been taken hostage by your own denial of facts. The tender system is a total failure.
Yeah.
Okay, and who are you, Meneer?
I am the organizer of the workers' social justice movement. But don't worry about introducing yourself, Miss Canary. Or should I call you Lesedi? We know what you are about, Wena.
Wena, you've been on the town council since I was in school and never brought us anything.
Sissy, I've been re-elected 3 times. What does that tell you?
It tells me you have very strong connection with business like Dube. How? Especially when it comes to tenders, Wena.
And you don't even live in our ward, Wena. What do you know about our problems?
I know your problem very well. You are an arrogant know-nothing.
Listen to this. I may not be a clever who has gone to university like you, but I know that the tender system is killing us.
But it's given you a job, right? It's given all of you jobs with bosses who understand you. Or would you prefer to be working for a white man?
Aye, but how can we live on 2,000 a month?
2,000!
This is a matter between the department and the companies that bid. 2,000 rand is the wage that they put in their budgets.
Every single contractor only budgeted 2,000. Isn't this suspicious?
No, not at all. Wages is the biggest item, and they need to cut them down so they can make a profit.
But how much more profits can they expect? They already earn a high salaries as managers.
That's not the point. The owner has shown initiative and created these jobs. Profit is the least they deserve.
But it all starts from the fact that learners need meals, and someone has to make them. And the same should apply to almost every job. The social need should decide whether a job exists or not. These private companies are unnecessary.
Yeah.
We are stupid to allow a small minority to control and profit from what we all need.
Yeah, and that's why these budgets are top heavy on salaries for the small number of managers, leaving peanuts for those who actually provide service.
No, my dear. Your arithmetic is all wrong. Even if every manager took a big wage cut, that wouldn't be enough to bring everyone up to what you, I suppose, would call a living wage.
But it would make a very big difference.
You are all just jealous of business success.
Success can't be judged by personal wealth. We have first to look after general standard of living.
There's also the question of the working relationship. Why should anyone live in fear of a boss? Why should certain people have so much power over others?
Madam, you talk like one of those communists who wants anarchy. Free for all. That's what you want.
No, sir. We need to work together as equals in terms of dignity. And if someone makes a mess of what they are supposed to do, they must be brought to order by the whole group. Not one person playing God.
I cannot believe this. To run a successful business, you cannot operate with kindness. It's not a bloody church, for God's sakes. There has to be performance.
Indeed, there must be. Everyone involved must benefit.
And don't forget, as managers, we have to deal with the fact that us humans are nasty, lazy, greedy, and violent creatures.
Speak for yourself, Meneer.
We need to be controlled. Otherwise, we get out of hand.
Hey, you are right to use the words nasty and greedy. But they only apply because those are the things this system values.
It's not a coincidence that to get rich and successful, you have to tread on others.
And why would anyone want to define success as being rich?
My friend, this is the reality. Stay poor and pure, and see what's left on your plate for the kids.
That's exactly what we want to change.
We want a decent meal on every plate, and so should you. Mm-hmm.
But so do I. Do I look like a bad man who wants others to starve? It's just that you have to earn it.
But we don't get our fair share.
You know, sometimes I regret being South African. As a country, we would do well just by employing Zimbabweans. They work for less and they do not complain.
Kaibo, that's double exploitation.
But the councillor is right. Give work to those who want to work. Mm-hmm. You local people just know how to demand more and more.
And you don't respect your employers.
Hey, I can only respect those who respect me.
Yeah, respect must be earned.
But you respect your chiefs, your kings, don't you? What's the name of the new Zulu one? Oh, I forget.
I don't respect anyone just because of tradition. And if that tradition oppresses me, then I will make a new one.
You are going too far, my dear. You sound like a white person right now.
Not at all. She sounds like a woman who won't take orders from someone just because their father was a person in the position of authority.
Yes, I will only accept laws made in a democracy. And even then, we will still have to check if they are good or bad.
Enough of the shouting. The reason I am here is to release Mr. Stevenson so he can get on with his work. And you go back to yours.
But our work is being taken away from us. And we are not stopping him from doing his...
No, we are not stopping him. It is high time all you officials and politicians did your work. Can't you see? Huh? Your failure is our hunger.
Timkulu, where are you? Timkulu, where are you? Save our jobs. Kill the tender. Save our jobs. Kill the tender.
And now... In another part of town, at the office of the trade union Workers for Social Justice, a meeting is taking place between Bra Mike, the branch chairperson, and Busi Gumede, a shop steward from a rival teachers' union.
Greetings, Comrade Busi. I really appreciate you agreeing to meet, sister. I take it you've heard about the CTD, the Department of Education.
Yes, those workers have done a good thing. The arrogance of these officials is unbelievable. Imagine causing so much confusion with the feeding scheme tender.
But confusion suits them, sister. It means people will be unable to organize and fight back. The key official man, a man called Timkulu, has been identified as a problem in the last 10 Auditor General reports, but he still get away with it. They are very cunning when it comes to keeping power.
Well, hopefully not much longer.
But tell Iri, comrade, why hasn't your union been active in the fight against tender system? Surely you can see how damaging it is.
Hey, Bra Mike, you've hit a sore point. Personally, I think the system is a disaster. But the party wants us to cooperate with the department. Our leaders are... They are very loyal to the party.
Aibo, and you shops too, what bad at?
What choice do we have? If that's what our leaders say, most members will go along with that.
So you see that the policy is wrong, but you are too scared to challenge the leaders.
Not scared, but it takes a lot of work to challenge them. They don't just sit back and let you kick them out. They mobilize against you. They tell lies about you.
Yeah, the struggle does take guards. But we fought against the Buras and we won, sister.
True. But this is a different enemy. At least in the government. Sadly, other colonized countries have had to face the same problems. We are not unique.
And are they winning?
Yes and no. We are still a no country. We want to change these jackals, but we have not yet gotten properly organized.
And how long will that take?
Ah, I have no idea, but one thing's for sure. We need new leaders.
Excellent. Let's start right now. Why don't you organize the union members at the schools where there are feeding schemes?
I hear you, my brother, but I am not good with words.
Leader. Pussy, don't pretend. The tender system must go. Insassing must replace it. develop democratic local capacity instead of turning these needs into sources of profit for just a few and causing endless fights and corruption.
I can't fault you there. Comrade, this type of forced competition is killing our country.
And that's why workers from the two companies bidding for the contract they've joined together. It doesn't make sense for them to be competing. Why shouldn't the feeding schemes be expanded and more people given jobs?
Again, I can't fault you there. The teachers know how necessary they are.
To sustain the vegetable gardens and chickens runs must be doubled in numbers. The parents must become more involved in the schools, develop them as a community resources.
Do you think the parents will wake up? As a teacher, I find most of them don't really care about their children's progress at school.
It's you teachers who are failing. You are not fully committed to the younger generation. How can a 30% be a pass mark? You just want your fancy new cars and houses, comrade.
What's wrong with a decent house and having a car? As for pass marks, it's the department's decision. We teachers know lowering standards is dangerous.
Good. So we agree. But then why is your union not doing more to stop this? These kids are coming out of school unprepared for the world. Even when they reach the matric, they struggle to read with understanding, sister.
Bra Mike, we have a very tough mission with these big classes. You know, 40, sometimes 50 kids, and often poor facilities.
But why not you come up with a plan to change that?
We don't control the budgets.
But it's not just about the budget to hiring more teachers. It's about planning and attitude.
You are right. We have been too focused on our own pockets.
Comrade, to hear you admit that is a very good start for our alliance. Now, let's head off to the Department of Education and join the sit-in.
Tinkulu, where are you? Tinkulu, where are you? Save our jobs! Kill the tender! Save our jobs! Kill the tender!
Bra Mike, good to see you here.
Yeah, brother man, we bribed the security with Busi's lovely smile.
Hey, don't be sexist, Menier. It was your gap tooth that did the trick.
Anyway, no space for gaps here. We will not leave these offices until Mtimkulu comes to sit down with us.
That's the spirit. Don't give him the space, Ada.
Yes, we teachers will help put pressure. We support this struggle. We are so sorry to have stood by so long.
Oh, greetings, comrades. Good to see you, Busi, eh? Better late than never.
If only our leaders could see this.
Don't worry. They soon will. Elections are coming, and we are sharpening our knives.
Hey, welcome, comrade Busi. Hey, long time. And me too, Mr. Stevenson, our new friend in the department. He's very understanding of our situation. Aren't you, Menier?
Don't laugh at me.
What a nice surprise. Menier Stevenson, you remember me. I am Busi from Steve Biko High.
Viva, comrade Busi, viva!
Viva!
What a shame. Busi, I never thought someone as responsible as you would join these thugs.
It's that tender system that promotes thugs, eh? We are going to clean this department up. And when you will be the first one to go.
No, you've got it wrong, my dear. As a financial officer, I just carry out orders. It's the government you must change.
Don't pretend you are innocent, man. They cut you a nice slice of a pie.
Be careful, my friend. I'll sue you for slander.
Hey, go ahead. The evidence is there. You are all on Dube's payroll.
But those days will soon be over.
Comrades! I've just received a message. It's from Mtimkulu. Let me read it. Dear Miss Motapo,
in light of the large-scale protest at all schools in the region regarding the operation of the feeding scheme, the department will be convening a special meeting of all stakeholders. The meeting will examine options to the current system and provide government with recommendation. In the meanwhile, to facilitate an orderly transfer, I have decided that the current contract awarded to Nkululeko Food Services should remain in force until such time as a new dispensation applies. On a personal note, you will be aware that my health has not been good for some time. And it is in the best interest of all parties that I take early retirement. Yours in the struggle, Zwandile Mthimkhulu,
Provincial Director of the Department of Basic Education.
Well, well. What about that?
Hi.
Hey, but he is only resigning so he can't get punished for his corruption.
But at least he's going. That is a victory. And the forum could be useful.
There will be work for all of us once more canteens and vegetable gardens are set up.
Can I go now?
You were always free, Mr. Stevenson. It was the darkness in your mind that kept you from seeing that.
In source, outsource, we all want in source. Give us jobs, kill the tender, give us jobs, kill the